happen if you asked members of Parliament anonymously whether they deserved a pay rise? Well, the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority did just that. It asked MPs to fill out a survey anonymously. And on average, MPs felt they deserved a 32% increase in their pay. Now, a lot of the MPs we phoned this afternoon didn't want to come on PM to talk to us, but Andrew Bridgen agreed. He's Conservative MP for Leicestershire North West. And I suppose this survey reveals perhaps something that, MPs feel in private that they can't say in public.
I think that it's a very, very taboo subject as far as MPs are concerned. And, you know, an opportunity to be interviewed on the PM programme and how many MPs want to do it. So I think that shows you. I think you were a little disingenuous when you said MPs were voting for a pay, that they deserved a pay rise. I think what the questions were asking, as far as I can remember, was the job of an MP, do you think that, where do you think the pay should be? Well, they weren't saying that they personally wanted a pay rise. They were saying that the job of an MP, in their opinion, anonymously, and if it hadn't been anonymous, I don't think any members of Parliament would have even taken part in the survey. Put things in perspective. MPs are paid about the same as a junior school headmistress or headmaster.
And is there something, when MPs gather in private, of course, as they often do, that is a talking point? And if you like, a taboo subject. Everyone knows they're saying what can't be said elsewhere.
I think it is. You know, we work in the constituencies and we work in Westminster. In the city of Westminster, average salaries are well over £100,000. We work in both those spheres. Now, you know, I know MPs who will say in private that every year they're getting poorer. Most of my colleagues on the government benches took a large pay cut to be an MP. And I think there's a real danger. If you need good people, you need the right people. There's a lot of exclusion. Basically, anyone who's earning good money in business or even in the public sector with a family, that's a very, very difficult decision for them, the impact on their family, to take a pay cut. I mean, there are several qualified doctors who are members of Parliament who could certainly be earning more than twice as much money if they were practising medicine.
What about the principle of public service?
Absolutely. That's why people are willing to take pay cuts to be members of Parliament, and there are a queue of people willing to do it. But come back to the exclusion, you know, a man or a woman who's very capable, doing well in their profession, whatever that may be, with a family, are they going to be willing to take that pay cut and look their children in the eye when it's Christmas and you can't have what you'd normally have because mummy or daddy wants to be an MP? There's a whole load of people who will not be able to be MPs. You either have to have people who think that £65,000 a year is a lot of money, or people for whom £65,000 is insignificant. And the vast majority of the public are in the middle, and they would struggle to be a member of Parliament, I think.
What do you think people listening to this might be saying to the radio?
I've seen what happens when you talk. We don't like talking about pay. We don't like talking about money in this country. And politically, it's completely the wrong time. The survey was, as I remember it, some time ago. You know, what's the job? What do you think the job of an MP is worth? And for the work that has to be done to attract the right people. Now, I think people answered honestly as they felt, because the survey was anonymous. But obviously, you know, people are going to look at that and think, oh, you know, pay is not going up. You know, this public sector's had a pay freeze, and this is a greedy MP saying that we deserve more money. Well, I'm not saying that this is the right time, but I'm not ever sure there'll ever be a right time for MPs to talk about pay. There's no doubt that over the past 20 years, MPs' pay has not kept pace with the civil servants they were pegged at 20 years ago.
Thank you for joining us. Andrew Bridgen, Conservative MP for Leicestershire North West.